Welcome back to the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You know, we've been doing this business news broadcast for a very long time, and every once in a while we climb into our Wayback Machine to find something that truly speaks to ongoing business issues. Well, today, we clocked back 3 years to this conversation with marketing expert Chuck Mefford. Brands formation is a proven way in which you, as a small business owner, can capture market share just like the big box store if you're smart and if you really think about what you're saying in your marketing and advertising messages. Step into our Wayback Machine with me and meet Chuck Mefford of Brands Formation.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits, AUREON.com, Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids, realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome to the News Hour, Chuck.
Great to be here, Michael. Thank you.
So, yeah, you were like on fire today.
Had a great crowd.
You really did.
Good business owners.
So talk to us a little bit about what is the core thing that you were trying to get people to understand today?
You got to have a difference maker. You know, in business today, it's just hard to stand out. In 20 years ago, it was just being known. Today, there's 25 other people that do what you or I do. So it's not just getting your name out anymore. It's now you got to say, what is it you're known for? What's your specialty? We're in my lineup of choices, for whether it's woodworking, grocery shopping, optometrist, where do you fit in that choice? And so that's the tough part of the day, is getting not just saying I'm here, but what makes us, what's your specialty? What's your, what we call difference maker, so you can position yourself against the other people that do what you do.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people that do whatever other people do. There are lots of
every
appliance
day
companies. There are lots of printing houses. You know, what you name it, there's a lot of folks out there that are doing the same thing as somebody
20
else.
Years ago, Lowe's didn't exist.
Exactly.
They're the number two seller of appliances in America today. They want to be number one. Yeah. Won't be long.
And brick-and-mortar stores, brick-and-mortar on the local scene, have got a real uphill battle against some of these
big challenge.
Yeah, these big box stores out there.
So outgunned, outman, whole marketing,
yeah.
You bet.
But they can win.
Big time.
If they pay attention.
Just, frankly, do what the big guys have done. And it's not that hard. It's just there's a system, a formula, and they can emulate that and take it down to a local small business owner level and tell their story. Because they got a story to tell. They're just not telling it. It's the usual gobbledygook and the cliches and all that. But no one listens.
Is it because they don't know how to tell that story? Or is it because they're just... they're traveling in too many areas. They're in the phone book and they're over here and they're in the TV maybe, and they're on 14 different radio stations and all this other kind of stuff. But the message is just getting diluted.
It's not that hard. I wouldn't be doing it. But it really boils down to the message and the media.
There you go.
And most people spend a lot of time on the media. And frankly, I can get results on a gospel punk station if I say that. And where business owners need to spend time is they all work if you do. But what are you saying? I can be on the number one, biggest, baddest, Des Moines Journal Register, whoever, with huge circulation, listenership, viewership. But if my message sucks
junk.
Like a Uber, who cares? No one's listening. And today, people don't have their time starved. And they got lives, and they don't care about business owners unless they need it now. So to be a brand, to get in and dominate some actual mental real estate before they need your product, that's the trick to do. But yet, I can go anywhere and say, I wish I was an Oscar, and I know most people are going to think they're wieners.
Right, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I learned, and I've been doing this a long time, longer than you have.
I doubt that. I doubt that seriously. But
I've been doing this a long time, and while I was sitting in your presentation today, you caused me, and I've already read the book, by the way, had caused me to think about things in a different light.
That's my job.
That is powerful. You know, what is your starting line in your commercial? What is your starting line in your marketing efforts? How do you better brand yourself? And you had me thinking about, lots of stuff that maybe we knew, but we forget about. And if you haven't gotten the experience that I have,
or you have, mm-hmm. and you're out there in a brick-and-mortar retail store, you ain't got time to think of a lot of these things.
Well, you know what gets in the way? First of all, you know, when you're inside the bottle,
oh boy,
it's hard to read the label. And as business owners, and I'm included in that bunch, and you are too, yeah, we've got so many things going. We wear so many different hats, from the janitor to the CEO, you know. And so that's tough, I think. I'll tell you the other thing is, too, that I've seen over the years, I think sometimes, Michael, success is the worst thing that happens to some small business owner, because we get full of ourselves, we think we know it all, and we quit growing and learning, you know, and we get comfortable, frankly.
Yeah.
And that's tough to change when you get in that cycle. If you're open to new things and ideas, and more importantly, if you just want to keep growing, that's where it's at today.
You know, you said a couple of things today I think that were stunning, and I'm going to parrot a couple of this, and I may have it off a line a little bit. But you were talking about metrics, you know, and we had a story on just a little bit ago about what happened last Friday with the gold and white dress or the black and the blue dress.
Right, right.
The bazillions of people that saw it, and they retweeted it, and they were all excited about all
that
this stuff.
That and the llamas, right.
Yeah, that and the llamas, right. Exactly. A big story last week on both of those things. Well, at the end of the day, though, did that sell anything? Did it really move the marker for anybody? Big metrics.
I think people were pretty bored last week. I mean, that got it overplayed. At the end of the day, people, I think, were looking back at, why did I waste all that time on that?
Right, on the dress.
That thing, yeah. I mean.
But at the end of the day, and you said something I think was very important, you know, but there's a lot of people that pay attention to metrics. You know, they're into Google Analytics, and they're watching all those clicks and making sure. But at the end of the day, isn't it really, how do you measure your ROI?
It's store sales.
There you go.
Store sales. Store. If you can't move the needle, nothing else matters. And you know, you got to start with the end in mind and know where you're going. You got to know what is success before you even begin, so you have some kind of measurement on this journey. But in the end, that's just, it is a metric, because if you're doing it just for the dollars, you're never going to be there anyway. I mean, there's got to be a greater cause or what you're doing in your business to create. But to me, the dollars, that's just a way to say it. And what I'm doing currently is my system, is my product, my process, and my people. Am I doing the right things? Because if I'm doing the right things, then the dollars are going to take care of themselves.
Be there?
Always.
Yeah. Something else that you said, and I think it was really telling today, is that business owners oftentimes attempt to do a lot of this stuff on their own. Can that be dangerous?
And we don't have a choice starting out. I think the key is, as you grow, continue to do the things you like, but also then surround yourself with people that can do the things you don't want to do. And that's the beauty of being a business owner and having that. In the beginning, we're nuts, you know, 24/7, and we never see our kids and wives and all that stuff. Well, when you finally get some success, I find business owners are the worst at, like, I'll tell you the best rule for a business owner is plan your vacations first. I mean, because there's never a good time to get away, right?
Right.
When I was given that, Jim, I'm going, that's changed my life, you know? Because I can tell you right now, in 2016, where I'm going and what, we got to take a break. And one of the best stories for business owners is, you know, the two guys chopping wood at a contest. At the end of the day, the guy who took a break every 10 minutes had a much bigger pile than the guy that never stopped. And the guy couldn't wait. He says, I went 8 hours straight, and yet you stopped every hour for 10 minutes. How come you got more wood than I did? He says, you know, when I was resting every 10 minutes, once an hour? He goes, yeah. He goes, I was sharpening my axe. You know, we got to, as business owners, get away and sharpen our axe once in a while. And that's where you read books. There's a lot of great books on Jack Trout, Roy Williams. I mean, I stand on the shoulders of giants, believe me, that have come before me, and I'm just trying to help the Davies of the world fight the Goliaths.
There
the Goliaths are winning. I'm Small Business America. That's my father grew up. I grew up in a small business family, and that's really what I want to do the rest of my day, is to just keep preaching the gospel. If you've got a good business, I can help you tell your story, because we all got a story.
You know, and that's exactly why we started this program. Exactly why. We wanted to give small business voice. You know, give them an opportunity to come in and tell their story, for crying out loud.
This is the backbone of America. 70% is small business.
Absolutely,
America.
Absolutely. And we employ more people in small business
than
anybody else. His name is Chuck Mefford, ladies and gentlemen. He has a book. The book is called, help me out. Thank you very much. Brand Formation. The other book was?
Brandformation for Healthcare, actually, which is the Wild West. Because if I say OBGYN, you're going to be pretty limited in the number of names you come up with.
Sure.
So in most healthcare categories, it's what we call wide open ladders. And I can tell you that dentists or even physical therapists, like I'm working with in Fargo, that if you're the first in the ladder, you own the ladder. Right, and there's a lot of firsts available right now in healthcare because it's such a new area.
Yeah. Chuck Mefford, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is Google it. It's Chuck, M-E-F-F.
M-E-F-F-O-R-D. But, you know, go to YouTube and just punch in Brandsformation, and you'll get 35 videos of business owners and a couple segments of me doing the seminar, like the cup trick, showing how not to spread your budget, or the social media Pop-Tart little stick I did, too.
That was fun. Yes, that was fun. Once again, that was Chuck Mefford of Brandsformation. To learn more, just Google Brandsformation, and he will be right there. Good stuff for any small business owner that wants to own the marketplace. Stay with us. More to come on the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL.